Blog Talk Radio. clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got, that's all you got.
To my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to my pastor, Apostle Temple Spencer. I give honor to his wife, Leticia Spencer. And I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Smith, and to each and everyone that's tuned in. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, God. Once more, God. We thank you, God, that you allowed us to see another opportunity to praise you and then lift your holy name up to say, God, God, we just thank you. Thank you how you just kept us all day long up to this point, God. Shield us and protect us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your keeping power, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift every man, male, he up in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continually to draw them near to you, God. Save, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, today, hallelujah, today. God, we pray, God, when you call their name, God, God, we pray that they answer your call in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them answer, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, Lord. We lift up our babies once more. God, let us constantly keep them up in prayer, God. Shield and protect them, God. All of their footsteps in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you. Thank you for keeping them in the name of Jesus, God. This afternoon, God, we just thank you so much. So much, God. We thank you so much. You have done so much for us, God. And some of we didn't even deserve it, but yet it's still your mercy and your grace, God. So we say thank you this afternoon, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, keep us in your arms, God. Shield our protection, God. Heal, God. We just thank you. We thank you for our things this afternoon, God. We realize, God, we can't do nothing of ourselves. Oh, the boat shake, God. But you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us today, God. So we lift up every sick and shed in vessel today, God. Have your way, God, by your stripes. We are already here. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for walking through the nursery home, God, today. We ask that you touch it, heal and deliver them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for the shepherd that you have placed on our heads, God. Oh, God, this afternoon, God, let us all not complain, God. But everything we ought to just say, raise our hands, say, God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for keeping us. Thank you for the shepherd over our head, God. God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this afternoon, God. So we ask that you touch our minds, God, today in the name of Jesus, God. Touch our heart. Cleanse our heart, with your blood. God, we thank you this afternoon, God. Let us continue to love like never before, God. Let us love like you have loved us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, continue on our footsteps, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us begin to yield in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us yield to you, God. Let us bow down to you in a mighty way, God. Let us bow to us and pray like never before, God. Let us lift up each and every one of us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us lift up the sinner man, God, this afternoon, God. Let us lift up the one that despises and uses us, the kind of oh, God, let us continue to lift them up in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Keep us with a pure heart, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this afternoon, God. We thank you, God. Thank you for walking with us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God, because you told us you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank you for that, God. And whatever we have to go through today, God, let it come to the boat shape. You already have told us, God, you will be there. Whatever we go through, God, you are there with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this afternoon, God. I lift up the elder people, God, this afternoon once more. I pray, God, that you continue to shield, protect, and keep them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this afternoon. Say it all up outside that. God, let us begin to praise you like never before. Let us lift up your holy name, God. We need you, Lord. All of us need you, God, in some kind of way, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to wash us in your blood. Hey, wash us in your blood, God, today, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us keep a repentant heart in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord. Church to radio stations, God. And of our Sunday night. Church to every east, south, north, and west today, God. And of our Sunday. Oh, God, we need you, God. We ask you to this day, God. Let your anointing call on that breaks every yoke, God. Everything is in our life, God. We pray, God, that you break it up our Sunday. We wash it in the blood of Jesus today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. It's in the hate, it's in our heart, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you're the unable, God. Let your will come upon that day. Be with us. Oh, hallelujah today, God. We need you once more, God. We're calling on the name of Jesus, God. We realize there is power in the name of Jesus, God. There's deliverance in the love of our side. The power of Jesus to live our side is keeping power in the name of Jesus, God. Yes, Lord, it is out of us. And that so we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping us, God. Because we realize we can't keep us ourselves, God. So we say, thank you, Lord. Let your perfect will be done, God. Not our will, God. Move us out the way, God. Move us out the way of the Boshe, God, that you can come in of the Boshe. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, keep us humble. Humble just as a child. In the name of Jesus, God. Hey, Lobo, God, we thank you this afternoon, God. So these things we ask, God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Holy Spirit of the living God. We just ask that you come in the midst right now and take full control and bless this great prayer internationally, nationally, and locally in the name of Jesus. So we give you thanks and we give you praise, honor, and the glory.
All things
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It's time to stand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. For our own Mother Odin is getting ready to come and break the bread of life with us around the table of the Lord. And we turn the wheel over to our own Mother Helen Walker as she comes with her own will. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you. This is a good day for the saints of God. In spite of everything we go through, we still living in a blessed time. I give honor to God, who's the head of my life. I give honor to Apostle Temple Spencer, First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, to you, Pastor Smith, Pastor Barbara Smith, to all of the ministers, the evangelists, to the youth praise team, everyone that it takes to make up the ADM family. I greet you with love and peace in Jesus' name. And I greet all of our listeners locally and internationally. I greet you with love and peace. Well, we just got a few nuggets that I'm going to drop on you, and then I'm going to slide on up out of here. We've been talking about living in the will of God. And on Monday, Evangelist Sunita Ponton talked about perseverance, what that means. You got to hang in there, regardless of what it looked like, what it feel like. You can't go by your feeling. You got to trust God in every way. Then Pastor Smith talked about being born again. That means being filled with the Holy Spirit, being in the will, living in the will of God, not just for one day, but every moment, every minute, every second. You should be finding a way to give God the praise and the glory for waking us up. We may not have everything we want or need, but we got life, and we sure got God who loves us no end. Talking about being in the will of God, we're just going to talk about a few criteria that come along with that, and it's going to all tie in. And I would ask you this question. I will always say this to you. Let nothing hinder you from being in the will of God, for being all you can be in God. Sometimes we slip because we are human. Sometimes we're in error in our way of thinking. But this is a time now where it's self-inspection. Get the mirror and ask God, what lack I yet? Don't look at Pastor Smith. Don't look at Pastor Barbara Smith, Evangelist Anita Ponton, Mother Jackson, Deacon Joe, Mother Juanita. This is self-inspection. This is a time when you ask God to mold and make you after his will. You know, on the racetrack, sometimes they have those horses that are skittish, and they put blinders on them. And what that means, they can't lift to the left or to the right. They just got to keep their eyes straight ahead on the prize. So in this day and time, this is what we have to do. You can't look at your brother or sister. You have to say, Lord, make me and mold me. And sometimes we have to jump back on the potter's wheel for him to inspect us and mold us and make us. God doesn't need, he doesn't ask for a golden vessel. He doesn't ask for a silver vessel. All he wants is a yielded vessel, one who will submit his will to God and one who will believe what the word of God say. And I'm going to share a few scriptures with you tonight, and I would admonish you that I will repeat them slowly, that you might write them down and go back and read for yourself. I never like to come on here and expound on the word without having proof in the word of what I'm saying. I never want to be just have a holler with a collar. I want to come to you knowing what the word of God say and knowing what I'm talking about. The word of God is never ending. You never get it all. Day by day, we're going to be on the wheel until we leave here on the potter's wheel. It say, are you willing to let God mold you? When God's assignment demands humility, he will find a servant who's willing to be humble. He requires zeal. He looks for someone that he can fill with his spirit. God uses messed up people, broken, carnal, any kind of way to come. That's what he's looking for. And if you allow him to remove the impurity, it's not a noble task being clay. There's no glamour to it, nothing boastworthy, except it exactly what God is looking for. So, to prove what I'm talking about, being in the potter's house, or being on the, let the potter mold and make you after God's own will, look at Jeremiah, the 18th chapter. We're going to start reading at the first down to the sixth. He said, this is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hand. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it like what it seemed best for him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, O house of Israel, can I not do with you what this potter does? That means he's asking a question. Will you allow him to mold and make you? Even though he was talking to Israel, as a matter of fact, he was talking to us too, you and I. But the truth of the matter, this does apply to you and me. God received us in his old carnal way with our old nasty habits, and he molded and reshaped us and molded us into a vessel, become to something that he could use. Why? Because he is the great potter. Again, God is the master potter, and he is shaping and molding and forming you at this very time. And it will be until the end of time. Back when I was a little girl in church, I never realized what this song meant. And we used to hear them singing. He said, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waited, yielding and still. Can you sing that song today? Will you ask God to mold and make you, not after your will, but his own will? Can you be cleaned up from the inside? Because it is an inside job. That's when you allow the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to come into you. When you get in the presence of the Lord and you just speak to him, just you and him, in that special place and say, Lord, I yield my vessel to you. God, I know you can. I know you will. You got to see what he see, and that's coming out. Sometimes when we pray, maybe the prayer does not get answered as soon as we think it ought to be answered. We'll drop off. God knows we will drop off. But jump back on the potter's wheel and tell him, the mold and make me after your will. I'm a yielded vessel. I will do what you have me to do. I will be submissive. Not my way, Lord, but your way. So when we talk about perseverance and talk about being a born again, we'll talk about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Well, number one, the Holy Spirit, he guides you as you study the word of God and seek to understand it. He takes what Jesus wants you to know and reveals it to who? To you. He opens up your understanding about things that are still to come. Even though you can read all the reference books, you can listen to Mother O.G., Apostle, Pastor Smith teach, but no substitute when it comes to hearing from the Holy Spirit for yourself and listen carefully to what he wants to tell you, not tell your neighbor, not tell your friend, but dealing with you. We are in the 44 days of the new year, and some of us already may have experienced a sickness in our bodies. Maybe we had problems on our job, personal things that's going on, short of money. But I declare, if you get back on a potter's wheel, let him mold you and make you. Stay in prayer. Listen to what Father in heaven have to tell you. He told you, fret not yourself because of evildoers. When you feel in some kind of way, put those blinders on. Don't worry about who don't like you or who said this and who said that. This is a time that we're living in, a miraculous time, and God wants to do something, give us many miracles. But we got to declare it every morning when we wake up. So, Lord, I declare the goodness of the Lord. I declare that I'm up and I'm not down. I'm above and not beneath. I am the head. I'm not the tail. God, deliver me. What lack I yet? Create in me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within me. And, Lord, when you don't answer my prayer on time, I know that it's a reason. You put me back on the potter's wheel to mold and make me. Maybe my thinking is not right. Maybe it's just not time. But I believe if I keep petitioning to you, if I stay in your presence, if I continue to read your word with an understanding, read it till I get another understanding. Tomorrow you may read, today you read it, get this understanding, but tomorrow it's another standard, but it is still the word of God. He told you to trust in him with all your heart, all your mind. Acknowledge him. Don't lean to your own understanding. Don't try to fix anything. Because if you feel like you're leaning to the left or leaning to the right, look around. Look for those twins, and that's grace and mercy. Maybe they be on this side, the left side, maybe on the right side. But sometime when you get weary, if you keep looking to the hill, you'll see mercy in the front and grace in the back. There's no one like the Father. No one can deliver us like he can. Stay in his will. Strive to be all that you can be. Get rid of your ways and mend your way. Yield your vessel to the Lord. Persevere. Ask God to let you be reborn, not from your mother's womb, but with the Holy Spirit indwelling in you. I declare, when you get the Holy Spirit right, you will talk right. You will walk right. You may have to lose some friends. Because light and darkness can't walk together. Everybody may not want him, but I wish it was that everybody would just say, I yield my vessel. I will do what you say I would do. When we come to the altar, do we mean it? When we get hands laid on it and fall out in the floor, do we carry that anointing into our homes, day by day, on our jobs? Oh, it's not an easy task. That's why we have prayer. That's why we have the Word of God that will keep us. And a lot of times we get full of anxiety. But sometimes if you just get in the presence of God and just moan and fold your hands, God understands a silent heart. And I declare he will hear you. He hear every word that you say. And sometimes when we don't trust him enough, sometimes when our faith is weak, we break his heart. Because he went to that cross, went through all of that pain and misery just for me, just for you. So, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit with me. Let me be a yielded vessel. Lord, let me be the one that you're calling for in this last and evil days. So, Lord, I thank you for this word. I hope it have encouraged someone. And you never know, I never leave without a nugget. There's no storm that God won't carry you through. No bridge that God won't help you cross. No battle that God won't let you win. So you know what you have to do? Trust God. Trust him at his word. Believe all of his promises and never, ever give up. God bless you, and may God heaven shine upon you, and be encouraged. Stay in the race. It's not given to the swift or to the strong, but it's given to the ones that can endure to the end. So, Lord, when you get weak, Lord, help me to endure. Help me to persevere in Jesus' name. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Ooh, what a word. Mother OG.
Amen.
Never know how she's going to come. But guess what? Go on down, back down to the potter's house. Get
Amen.
Your makeover done. Get your redo done. Get your renew done down there in Meebone Valley. At the potter's house. For he will wrought a good work off the wheel for you and for me on today.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. See, the word of
Amen.
God comes to free us. And if you don't have the word of God, glory, hallelujah, what you don't have, you can't be set free. Amen. But the word of God sets us free because the word of God is truth on today. Go on back down to the potter's house. Hallelujah. You know if you need to get back down there, nobody got to tell you. And you
Amen.
Got the Holy Spirit. He's working on you. He's telling you. He's saying something to you about getting on back down to the potter's house. Where you can get yourself back together before the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
And that's the only thing that really, really, really counts is what you are doing before the Lord. Mother, I tell you, woo, he shook my bones this night. I got me a little something out there. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I don't know about nobody else. I can't speak for nobody else. But yes, ma'am. Go back down to the potter's house. Praise God. And if you haven't been down there, you need to take yourself on down there. Amen.
Amen.
To the potter's house.
Amen.
And find out what God has for you waiting
Amen.
Down there in the potter's house for your vessel one today. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We thank you for the word. Excuse me, we thank God for the Amen. And we thank God for his being here, of his Holy Spirit, to let us know that he has not forgotten us, that he
Amen.
Is still here, still in charge.
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
we should hold on to his yeah. unchanging hand, because
yeah.
he is only
yeah.
today, yesterday,
yeah.
hallelujah,
yeah.
and hallelujah. Forevermore. Oh, I feel
yeah.
the Holy Spirit. Glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Glory.
Yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
ought to tell the Lord,
yeah.
thank you. Right now.
Thank,
thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
God,
thank
we thank you for your
yeah.
grace and your mercy.
Yeah.
Them twins, if it had not yeah. been for you, Lord God, oh, glory, hallelujah, where would we be on today?
Amen.
Because of grace and because yeah. of mercy. And because you are the potter and we are the clay, that you can form us and you can make us into
Amen.
How you would have us to be, glory be to God. In
Amen.
Spirit and in truth, unto you, Lord God, that we live a righteous life before you,
Amen.
Before your Father who is in heaven. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Read it for yourself about the
Amen.
Potter's wheel. It's all in the book. Amen. Well,
Amen.
Praise God. You come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Praise God. We're going to continue off what we left off from this morning. And I tell you, God bless, because his word does not lie. And it will come, and it will do what it needs to do for you and me to keep us pressed towards the mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Ain't God good? Ain't God good?
Amen.
Come on,
yes.
come on back.
Worthy.
Step on
you. Worthy. Lift your worship.
California.
Favor in your sight.